Well, we're going to talk about prayer today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome to the program. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. The show team is in place, Michael, Jeff, and Rich on the phones. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. And we normally do our Whom or What Are You Praying For program on usually the first live broadcast of the month. But since the National Day of Prayer fell on this date today, we have moved it to right now. So we invite you to start calling with your prayer intentions. Right, Deb?
Because we believe in the power of prayer. And as the whole nation is getting together for a day of prayer, don't forget to look at all of the events and everything that's happening. That we're going to give the website several times. It's the nationaldayofprayer.org, O-R-G. Okay, nationaldayofprayer.org. And yes, whom or what are you praying for? And actually, the first intention came in from Anonymous, who has a health intention and would like all of the Take Two family to pray for them. Absolutely. And I would add to that one as well, too. I have a dear friend who's a big supporter of our show, Take Two, Christine. She's having surgery, I believe, right now. So if we can pray, keep her and the surgeons in our prayers. And also a friend who's a fellow parishioner, Gary. I mentioned him, I believe, a few times. He has passed. He passed away from COVID complications. His funeral is this morning as well.
Wow. Well, we storm heaven with those intentions, and you can storm heaven by calling our program right now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What prayer intention would you like us to lift up before the Lord today? Many other ways you can get through as well. You can email take2@ewtn.com. You can post your prayer intentions on our EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook and YouTube channels. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and put in your prayer intention. And you can post on the show website, take2show.com. So, we are here for you today, a National Day of Prayer, 833-288-3986.
And this just came in from Kurt. Kurt says, first, I'm praying for my family. Second, I'm praying for our servicemen and women. Third, I'm praying that for our country and that we elect God-fearing leaders. And fourth, I'm praying for God-fearing church leaders who stand up and really know the Word of God and preach it. That's from Kurt, who is asking to add his intentions.
Okay, great. I have one, too. I may have mentioned this on the program before. My pastor, Father Paul, has had surgery for to remove a brain tumor a couple of years ago. And he's been doing really well until lately. He's been having some dizzy spells. And they actually did another MRI. He just celebrated Mass this morning for us. And then he has a phone call to his surgeon to check on the results of the latest MRI. So please keep him in your prayers. He's actually leaving today to go visit his mentor, Father Gary Hogan, who is dying of stage 4. I can't remember the exact form of cancer. So a lot of suffering, a lot of prayer intentions. What can we pray for you today? 833-288-3986.
When I was with my friend Christine, Jerry, and she had asked, please, you and Jerry, if you can remember me in prayers, she asked all about you and how you're doing and everything. And I shared with her the parish you go to. You said it's St. Joseph's, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes, I know the pastor very well. So she knows your pastor very well.
Oh, is
well.
That right?
She goes way back with your pastor, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful, so. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It's small world, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's such a fine, fairly young priest, mid-40s, been a priest about 10 years, and very, very devoted to the authentic teachings of our church and exhorts us to holiness in his homilies. It's really beautiful. So, okay, Debbie and I have put some prayer intentions out there. What about you, Take Two family? 833-288-3986.
Whom or what are you praying for? It's a very, very active show. It's usually done on the first live broadcast of each month. But because it is the National Day of Prayer, we thought we'd combine it since we had a whole nation praying, right? So we thought we'd make it bigger because we believe in the power of prayer. So please share with us your intentions, requests. We will gather them all up on the ones that come in on air if you want to get on air and share your request. Or you you can email take2@ewtn.com. You can text us, like Jerry said. You can go on social media. Jeff Burson is right there to pick those comments up and requests and intentions, and we'll gather them all up. Now, if everything is spoken, that's great. If it's not, at the end of this special broadcast, Jerry will lead us in prayer, and we will gather up everything that's spoken, unspoken, still deep in our hearts, and we just want to kind of shout it out to the Lord, right? And we'll pray together, because we have seen miracles over this almost 6 years we've been doing this show. And please, if you have a praise report, call that in as well.
I was just going to say that. We certainly, it's like the 10 lepers, the one who was healed went back and gave thanks to Jesus. We want to do that as well. So if you've had a prayer intention lifted up, whether it was on this show or not, but God has really come through for you in a beautiful way, a powerful way, let's give him some praise today as well. 833-288-3986. Couple of phone lines still open if you'd like to join us here on this broadcast. It's one of two shows that we do a month dedicated to prayer. They're really very similar. It's whom or what are you praying for today? And the one around the middle of the month is God, I need you now for urgent prayer intentions. So we would love to pray with you and for you. So give us a call, please.
And I think we need to pray for those that really feel isolated and alone, and they just still feel very disconnected from society and from parishioners and things that are happening, all because of, you know, what's going on with the pandemic, absolutely. But also, you know, we're in a strange world right now. Everybody's kind of feeling like they're on an island. So let's pray for those that are really struggling for that as well. And the tornadoes that are happening all around the country, and the weather, and there's been accidents. I saw so many accidents around the world, church fires. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening. And we definitely have a lot to ask God for, and to pray, and to praise God for everything too.
Barbara, we just got your email at take2@ewtn.com. Barbara says, blessings to all of you, and thank you for all you do. Well, thank you, Barbara. We're here because of you. And Barbara says, I pray for the opening of all hearts around the world so we can defeat Satan. Amen. That's kind of a sums it all up type of prayer right there.
It sure does. We are definitely in a spiritual battle, that's for sure. Please, folks, keep calling. Rich Jesse is answering calls. This is to call in to get on the air. And there's also on deck as well. So keep calling. You'll get on. We'll go fast, okay? 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Whom or what are you praying for today?
It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, and we are taking your prayer intentions today at 833-288-3986 and all the other ways that I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Want to mention before we start going to the phones, EWTN Media Missionaries, what they do is they prayerfully take EWTN to parishes and the community through the print and electronic media that we, EWTN, provides for you. So all of the work is really done in terms of preparing the materials. You just visit EWTNMediaMissionaries.com and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world. That's EWTNMissionaries.com.
Love the media missionaries. I love them. Awesome. Okay, Suzette is up first in Houston, Texas. Guadalupe Radio is the way she is listening. Hi, Suzette. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well. How
Doing
are
okay.
you?
Doing okay. Yeah, thanks.
I am a little bit needing, help and prayers.
Sure.
And this is regarding my relationship with my boyfriend. We have been together for 10 years. And all of a sudden, the past few months, he's like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to be, boyfriend, girlfriend. But he said he loves me. So it to me, it's like, what happened here? And he mentioned something about the relationship has plateaued, So I just want our relationship to get better, and that both of us be enlightened, especially him, as to what he really wants out of the relationship. Because right now I'm really, I am sad that, it's like that right now, but I'm hoping and praying that it will get better through the grace mm-hmm. of God. And please help me with your prayers.
Absolutely, Suzette. I just wanted to share a couple things, though, and ask you a couple questions. Are you and your boyfriend, or is he, what's your prayer? I'm not trying to be overly curious. I have a reason for asking this.
Yeah.
Your prayer life like? Does he pray? Does he go to Mass?
Oh, you know what? I'm so happy to tell you. Well, when we met, I believe that I was able to make him go to church regularly on Sundays. Okay, that's one good thing I am so proud of. Mm-hmm. And recently, the past 2-3 months, I started praying with him the rosary every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So because I believe in the power of prayer, like what you say. So what I'm hanging on to. But of course, I need your help. You know,
prayer warrior. Yeah, absolutely. But then I also, Suzette, also, ask your guardian angel, okay? Your guardian angel's right there with you, helping you to make, like, really good decisions for yourself, okay? And and I'm sure you realize that, and so you acknowledge your guardian angel. And your guardian angel wants to minister to you, right? So ask your guardian angel to really help you make some really wise decisions for you, for him, for your future, that you want to stay in God's will. You want to stay in alignment with God, right? And you want to do what's right. And I would also take it to adoration, Suzette, and let God speak to your good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying.
Good. Really. Good. Yeah. But then Suzette, if you do all of those things and your boyfriend is praying and doing some of those things, if it's God's will, it will happen. It'll unfold. Okay, so that's the beauty of it. Once we know that God is in charge, once we know that we have help from our guardian angels and from also the saints, right? And maybe go to your go-to saints. Okay, then we do our part, and then we know it's all going to be okay in the future. And that's the beauty of it, Suzette, because we don't get attached to the outcome of it, right?
Right. And I also pray to the Holy Spirit. I always pray a prayer to the Holy Spirit.
Okay, well, we will be assured of our prayers. Absolutely. We will be praying for you. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, you're most welcome, Suzette. Thank you for the phone call, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network, 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today? Edith will join us next, listening in the state of California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Edith. Good to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My prayer intention is for my brother, Juan. He's a 51-year-old. Gentleman that has a lot of mental problems, issues, his divorce, he's a grandfather, but he doesn't have any relationship with his two sons or his two grandchildren. And he's a substance user and along with mental health, and he says he doesn't need any help, but I want you guys to help me and pray for him for his conversion back to our Catholic faith. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. You said your brother's name is John or Juan? I didn't quite get that.
Juan.
Okay.
In Spanish, Juan, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll pray to St. John the Evangelist, certainly. And it was interesting. One of the prayers of the faithful this morning at Mass was for people with mental health difficulties. And so we will definitely pray for that. He's got a lot kind of going against him here, Edith. Like you said, the mental problems. He's a divorced gentleman. He doesn't have interaction with his kids or grandkids. Substance abuser. Feels like he doesn't need any help. Actually, he's very much in need of help, but oftentimes when we're in a situation like that and we sort of add things, pile one thing on top of the other to sort of escape from the real root problems, you know, then, we can feel like we don't need any help. We don't want any help. You know, we want to kind of stay in that place, but we will definitely pray that he gets, well, like Debbie says all the time, guidance from his guardian angel, from the Holy Spirit, to really just take an inventory, you know, and say, you know what, I do need some help. And there is help available. You know, it sounds like you and others are surrounding him with love and prayers and support. So we will definitely pray that he has that movement of the Holy Spirit within his heart to seek the help that it sounds like he desperately needs.
Absolutely. Edith, it sounds like he has lost a bit of who he is and whose he is, okay? So he's lost that understanding. If there's a way you can overly remind him who he is, how much God loves him, if there was only one Juan, God would still have suffered and died just for him. Somehow he needs to start to realize that again, his worth and his value. And then people tend to want to fight to do the right things. What do you think, Edith? Is there a way you can remind him constantly who he is?
Yes, I try every time that I see him. You know, he lives in a little trailer next door to my parents. And well, my mom's 76 and my dad will be 80. And the thing is that my poor mother, you know, as a mother, you know, I can relate to her. She wants to do everything for him. But he is a grown man. And the thing is that not only is he hurting himself, but in the process also hurting our parents, you know, sure, because they are constantly, you know, thinking that he's not going to come home. It's just a total nightmare. And I've already tried to help them. I gave them brochures, you know, so he could go to mental health. And I also told them that I would take him to his appointment. But he said that there's nothing wrong with him, you know, that it's our problem, not his.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably built a wall around his heart. He's wounded. He's lost. You know, he's got a lot of things that he's fighting against within him. It's a tough situation. Let's do this, Edith. Let's pray that God puts the right people in his path at just the right time, that he's able to hear the message that is completely for him, and that will help him make a transition for the better. Let's pray. Let's really ask. And you know what? Let's ask Saint Therese of Lisieux, because she's very active. So is Padre Pio. So is Blessed Carlo Acutis. Let's ask them to put the right people in your brother's path. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Edith. Thanks for calling in. It's blessing to be able to join you in prayer, as difficult as that situation is. Agnes just sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. She says, "Dear EWTN family, please continue to pray for the healing of Father Robert Williams and for the repose of the soul of Father Robert Badger, who has been a good and holy priest for only 4 years. He died suddenly. He was raised in a devout Mormon family, but through the spark of the Holy Spirit, was led to the Catholic Church in 1993 and ordained in 2016. So thank
that
you, Agnes.
So okay. That is so sad. Mm-hmm. Liz could not hold. She called in, left a message with Rich Jesse saying, and Jeff Burson saying that her friend Pam is in the emergency room right now. So let's all quickly say a very quick prayer for Pam, who's in the emergency room. This is Liz's friend.
Okay, up next is Daniel listening in Atlanta. He is listening on Alexa. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to Take Two. What can we pray for today?
Hey, Vivian. Yeah.
Hi, Daniel.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we recently got married, last year, and we have been trying to get a baby. We've run some tests, and everything came back good. So we've just been trying, and it's been, I think, about 7 months, and we believe God is going to, you know, make it happen. It's just, at times, it's the waiting, you know, that great desire, and whenever it doesn't happen, it's just so much pain, and we really pray God makes it happen, and in the meantime, he gives us the grace to accept his will. So That's what I wanted to.
Yeah, that's the last thing you said, Daniel, is absolutely the key, the grace to accept God's will. You haven't been married that long, so the fact that you haven't gotten pregnant yet is, and you said all the tests came back normal. I think there's grounds for great hope here in your situation. So I was going to, oftentimes, if a couple has been trying for many years, I would suggest maybe going to the Pope Paul VI Institute online. But I don't know, Debbie, in their case, I think, you know, God is going to bless your openness to life, Daniel. I really believe that. I feel that in my spirit. Debbie, what do you think?
I completely agree with that. And Daniel, here's the thing. Surround yourself, you and your wife, with just an army and protection of angels and saints. So your guardian angels, your guardian angel, your wife's guardian angel, and then all the saints. Include Saint Gerard, okay? That's Jerry's birth name. That's my husband's middle name, okay? Saint Gerard. Also include... Saint Gianna, help me, Gianna
Beretta Mola, yeah.
That's it, Gianna, okay, Saint Gianna, include her, include, obviously, definitely include Padre Pio, to give you the patience, to give you the ability to endure. He's a strong saint, Daniel, and these saints are willing to help us if we call them around us and we acknowledge that they are there to help us. We are completely connected. Just like we could feel your pain and your sadness, Daniel, okay, we're connected. You're connected to the saints. I mean, it's so close. Okay, so do that if you will, and that would at least help you get through the journey. Okay.
All right, Daniel, we are not only praying, Debbie and I and the show team, but all of the Take-Two family around the world. So thank you for calling the program. Yolanda is listening in Las Vegas on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Yolanda. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be on the radio.
Yeah, good to have you with us.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was just, you know, basically listening to the radio, but before I changed the station, me and my daughter were... You know, she was going to school. I was dropping her off, and we decided to do a prayer without knowing it was national prayer. You know, one of those rush mornings where we're late to school, and she didn't finish her homework. And I decided instead of lecturing her, I said, you know what, I'm tired. Why don't we pray to restore this relationship and for your grades? It's just like sometimes we can be exhausted or angry as mothers because there's so much to do. And I just said, I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I just want to pray. So we did a prayer together. And, you know, when I was driving back, I heard about what you guys were talking about. And I decided to call. And I'm like, I just want a prayer request for all the moms who are feeling angry or feel like they cannot finish every task. It's just like, we cannot break that family relationship. We need to, you know, just keep praying and breathe. And I just decided to call in.
I'm glad you
restore the relationships.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, Yolanda, because you're right. Many moms are feeling overwhelmed. They're exhausted. They're trying to juggle, you know, all these different things. And let's face it, we're in a world right now where it's not easy to predict, you know, what's happening, and you know, everything's changing, and we have to make all these adjustments, and there's a lot of stress and pressure that's put on families. Dads are feeling the same thing. Siblings are feeling it. They even said now that toddlers and babies are expressing the stress from everything that's happening. So we're feeling it. And Yolanda, we're coming up on Mother's Day. Okay, I just want you to know this. I'm a mom, you're a mom. Okay, it's a beautiful thing to be a mom, and it takes a lot of work. Okay, it's not easy. It's tough. You're always worrying. Hey, you know, hey, I worry about everybody. Ask Jerry. Sometimes Jerry, afterwards when we chat, he'll say, okay, mom, you know, because I'm acting like a mom to him sometimes because we don't know how to turn it off. And so guess what happens? We just get overwhelmed and exhausted. And I agree with you. We need to support moms, hold moms up, especially coming up on Mother's Day. And I just want to wish you an early happy Mother's Day. You're a great mom. Praying with your daughter, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I would just add, Yolanda, there comes a point when we have to surrender everything to the Lord. It sounds like you found that time to do that today. Make time for yourself. You know, we're living in a time when we need moms and dads to be at their best. So, yeah, and really, you know, let the Lord bless you, especially on this Mother's Day. Thank you for your call to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Prayers going up for you. 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for on today's program? We are always grateful that you make time for part or all of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. And today is our Whom or What Are You Praying For program. It is the National Day of Prayer. So if you find out that there's any kind of a prayer service going on in your area, please try to attend. But we pray for our nation. We pray for God's, you know, God's healing of our nation, the divisions, the strife. We need it really, yeah, very, very much. So
we do.
Please try and mark today's National Day of Prayer. Going back to your calls in a moment, first we'll go to social media. People watching on YouTube and Facebook. Dave says, one of my many prayers I have is for my sons, for their happiness and holiness. Also for the one boy, my oldest, has had problems with a couple of years being bullied. Oh, wow. I'm sorry about that, Dave. No. Elaine on Facebook, prayers for my daughter who's pregnant due in June or July. Becky has a very serious intention on Facebook. Debbie and Jerry, I have psoriasis. I am fine. The Lord has healed me. I do need prayers for the people in the Facebook psoriasis group. The pictures will break your heart. Some people are covered from head to toe. In a severe outbreak, the itching is relentless. So prayers indeed, Becky, for that intention.
I actually know someone that struggles with that. And Becky, I don't know how you do it. It's tough. It is really tough. And I feel for those folks on the Facebook group. I will definitely pray because my girlfriend, it drives her absolutely insane. I mean, she can't handle it. It's very hard. So that breaks my heart. It's tough when you have something like that, that you can't get relief from, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Back to your phone calls. Huen Ling is in Houston listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi there. Welcome to the program, Huen Ling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to pray for my brother. He left our house for like approximately 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
My parents' heart is broken, and so does ours. And he doesn't care much about the family. My dad got sick. He was in hospital, and we called, and he said he's not dead yet. And my parents' 50 years anniversary, he did not come home. My youngest sister's wedding, did not come home. He only called and asked for money. And two times he went back home and he just asked my father to split the share in the house. Usually people do that when they die, like the parent, if they have anything to divide to their children, they do it when the parent die. But my parents still alive, and he did that. So
our
family locked him for us. And then he lived with a lady that they never got married.
Okay, so we will pray. We will pray for you, your parents, the whole family, and your brother. But we need you to do something, too, if you feel comfortable doing it. Ask Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Mother Teresa, in her ministry work here on when she was walking this earth, and now that she has gone on for her eternal rewards, she's very active. And she was known when she was in her ministry work here to find those on the streets and lost and away from their families to bring them back. Ask Mother Teresa. Okay, I feel so strongly about this, and I'm going to ask her as well that she somehow taps your brother and gets him to rethink all the choices he's making. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Please pray for us as well, if you would. Robert emailed take2@ewtn.com. Hello, Debbie and Jerry. Listening through Guadalupe Radio in West Texas. I'm at work, so unable to call in. My prayer intentions for myself, Raquel, as I was given a DX, I believe that's diagnosis of colon cancer in October 2020. For my children, if you would add my immediate family names in your book of prayers, Robert, Kareem, Marcos, Caleb, and Mia, and our marriage, and for all mothers as we celebrate Mother's Day this weekend. Also for peace within our extended family, as the devil has really been at work at tearing our family apart. And Robert says, I so enjoy listening to you both. Thank you. And many other shows on EWTN, which is what keeps me going. So, Robert, be assured of our prayers.
Absolutely, Robert. Absolutely. Keep us posted on how it is going. We, you know, we pray for a for everyone. We pray for, we go big with God, okay? Full healings. We pray for everything, okay? But then we do, we obviously absolutely remind ourselves that it's all in God's will, God's timing and everything. So it's really an interesting way that we storm heaven. But we've seen some pretty incredible results. So, and it's all, you know, thanks be to God. I mean, he is just amazing. Carol is up next, and she's on the road in Ohio, Sirius XM 130. I hope, Carol, we're on Bluetooth or you pulled over safely to the side of the road.
I actually am at work, so I'm sitting in a parking lot. So, yes,
oh, good.
It gave me just enough time to get here. What I would like is prayers for my son-in-law, who's in Cleveland Clinic, Ohio, and he has sclerosis of the liver, and he needs he won't make it unless he gets a liver transplant. And they've been keeping him on, you know, sedated and been treating him this whole time. There's a lot of things I could tell you, but to make things short, that if he can't keep up with, like, keeping his, and it's not he can't do it, but it's like his statistics or whatever they call his, and the cultures and all those things that they're taking and whatever. There's two that has to happen to be two negatives, and then he's on the list and he gets a transplant. And they're hoping to be able to do that within the next 2 or 3 days if all that falls in place. And so his family is just, you know, he's got two young teenage children, and they're kind of crazy and whatever. Not crazy, aren't acting crazy. They're just seriously, you know, worried about
upset
their father
about it,
and everything. Yeah, and the daughter even fainted when she saw him. She passed out, and they had to kind of take her out at first. So she's only been allowed up once to see him the last 2 weeks and whatever. So only the wife's allowed in. That's my daughter. And so there's a lot on her shoulders, so they all need some prayers. And whatever, and just, but again, like you said, it's in God's hands, but your prayers would really help, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure, Carol. This is very sad, very unfortunate. Do you mind giving us his first name? If not, that's fine, but we definitely write names.
No, Andrew.
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 Okay, well, there's a go-to saint right there, St. Andrew. Mm-hmm. And also I was kind of struck with an inspiration to pray to St. Luke. Tradition tells us he was a physician. And so that just came to me, Carol, to pray to St. Luke for this as well. So there's a couple of, you know, when we go to the saints, you know, they have such powerful intercession. We know this because they never said no to God. And how could God say no to them once they reach that eternal reward in heaven? So we'll be praying to St. Andrew, St. Luke, and all of the other heavenly angels and saints.
Okay, thank you so much. And I believe in all that, so that's why I'm calling you.
Good, yeah. Good.
And we're going to pray for you, too, because we can hear that your heart is very heavy, okay, about this. So absolutely.
He's been a good son-in-law, just off the track for a while, that's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's okay. God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan, Carol, so we'll pray that unfolds the way you all would like it to and the way we would like it to as well, okay?
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, take two family, take that one away, take all of these prayers. Vincent in Fairview Park, Ohio, listening on The Rock out of Cleveland. Hi, Vincent, welcome to Take Two.
Well, thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. What are you praying for today?
I'm once in prayers said for my wife who passed away in September, a week before our 62nd anniversary, and she was the most wonderful person in the whole wide world. I love her with all my heart and soul. I pray to her day and night. I go to the cemetery almost every day, and I go to a person that's helping me with my depression. I just can't get over it. It was just a wonderful, wonderful wife we had 6 children, 24 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and the good thing is she got to see them all before she passed. She had Parkinson's, and then she got cancer, and that's what she passed from. So Mm-hmm. I just want some prayers said to her. Her name is Margaret Mary, if they would be, please.
Absolutely. Our hearts are just breaking for you because we can hear that your heart is really being squeezed right now. It's just hurting. And
Yes, it is. Terrible.
Yeah. But you know what, though, Vincent? Margaret Mary, your beautiful wife, she lives on. And she's and you know, I'm sure you've heard this before. She's alive now more than ever. Each and every time you go to Mass, you are closer to her than you were when you were husband and wife here on earth, right?
Yes.
So
I try to go every day when I can.
Good. 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 That's what's beautiful.
Miss her tremendously.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. But you know what? Here's the beauty of it. You guys created, in cooperation with God, an amazing legacy. Look at your family, Vincent. You're blessed. You're absolutely blessed.
And I thank God for letting her be alive to see the last one that was born. It was a little girl, a great-granddaughter, and she was only 2 months old. My wife got to see her and hold her, and so that was a good thing.
That's a very good thing. And, you know, from Mass today, one of the readings, actually the Gospel reading, Vincent, was from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I'll just read a couple verses here. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. And here's verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And I just echo what Debbie said. As much as possible, you said you're dealing with depression. It's very difficult, I'm sure, every day just to get up in the morning. But as much as possible, try to rejoice in the beauty of Margaret Mary's life. Because how many people, you know, get married, it doesn't work out, they don't have kids, they can't have kids. You've got an amazing, amazing family. Let them be kind of your pride and joy right now. You know, let them be the support around you that you need. What do you think, Vincent?
But I just can't get over the loss of her. I don't know what to do. I don't like to go anywhere without her. And my kids all tell me, Dad, get on. You got to get on with your life somehow. And I try. And the counselor I'm going to has helped me tremendously. And I
good.
Go to her
good.
Once a week.
Good.
So it's really good.
Vincent, can I recommend something? The counselor is fantastic. Please keep going because you need that time to grieve and you need that time to process everything. Right. Vincent,
she's
do me...
absolutely wonderful.
Good, good. But,
go
but
ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Maybe you could think about adding this to your routine. Could you maybe go to the parish, go to your parish and ask if there's a ministry you can get involved in where you can tell your love story? You need to tell your love story, Vincent, because as when you just said what you said how much you love Margaret Mary, how much you love her, almost 62 years.
End of the world and back.
Right. Yes. Vincent, you need to tell your story to other married couples. Please.
I wish I could. Okay. I will try. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. Yeah, the world needs to hear love stories like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't have love stories like that. That's amazing. The love that Vincent has for Margaret Mary. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the sacrament showing. Didn't you always say that?
Yeah, your sacrament is showing. Absolutely. Chris sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. A lifelong friend who has been struggling with his health. I'm praying for him. He switched doctors and was very excited to learn what the new doctor could do for him, but instead he found out nothing can be done for him, and he only has months to live. He has been put into palliative care, and then he will be put into hospice care. Please pray for him and his family. His family is devastated. Actually, that's from Christina. Thank you, Christina, for emailing us. We will definitely pray for this friend of yours. Very, very, very difficult situation.
And we have others that are weighing in by text. They're anonymous. Another hospice situation with a family member just came in. And then also there's issues with ex-husbands and wives and all sorts of court situations. I mean, there is so much happening right now, folks. We've got a lot we must ask God about and for, because it's really, really urgent. This is urgent. Where are we going next? Oh, real quickly, may I just say this real quickly? EWTN Open Line Thursdays. It's with Father Brian Milady. Takes your calls and questions. And it's this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I really hope folks check out Open Line. Father Milady does a great job. So I just wanted to remind everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, keep that radio dial right where it is. Dave is next in Titusville, Florida, and he is listening on Ave Maria Radio Online. Hello, Dave. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. Hello, and thank you for the program, especially on this National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
Today I'm praying for a very good friend who a couple of hours ago called to let me know that he's been diagnosed with two forms of cancer. So today he's fighting for his life. He knows the Lord. He knows the power of prayer. He's very enthusiastic. He needs to get his health improved so that the doctors will consider him for more advanced types of treatment, because his cancer is quite severe. So prayers for my friend David, please.
Oh, his name is the same as yours?
It is, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we put him in the book. I also put you and any prayer intentions you have, personal intentions, I put you in the book too, Dave. But your friend Dave, I can't even imagine that. I was diagnosed with cancer. I can't imagine getting two cancer diagnoses. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I can't imagine. But you said he's in good spirits. And he's got a good outlook. And so we'll keep praying that these treatments, these advanced treatments, he's a candidate for those, and we'll see where it goes.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
And Dave, remember, the patron saint of cancer patients is Saint Peregrine, Peregrine. So maybe get some prayers started going up to Saint Peregrine as well.
Indeed. Look to Saint Peregrine this very day.
All right. And we're all praying, the Take Two family around the world. Dave, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate that. Rose is watching on Facebook, the video stream there. She says, pray for my daughter who suffers from depression and is spiritually lost. Pray for me, for I suffer from anxiety, especially when driving. And I have a 4 days long driving distance as I take my son to and from military reserves. So, Rose, we have your prayer intentions noted, and we'll be praying for them.
Again, guardian angel. Mm-hmm. When you're driving, Absolutely, guardian angel. You want to ask your guardian angel to calm your fears and let you see everything that's going on. The guardian angels are amazing when it comes to driving. I can't even begin to tell you the miraculous stories I have read. So that could maybe help.
Yeah. All right, Carolyn is next on the phones, listening in Plano, Texas, on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
A coworker of mine and his family really needs the powerful prayers of this family. On April 28th, they had a newborn son. His name is Zane, Z-A-N-E. Mm-hmm. And they knew going into it that Zane would have to get an operation for a hernia that he had. So basically he has a tear in his diaphragm, which mm-hmm. causes fluid to go up into like the cavity, and it's compressing his organs. And so when he was born, they did get an opportunity, well, at least Mom, Anna is her name, was able to hold him for a brief second, but he was in the NICU and now in pediatric ICU, and he's attached to an ECMO breathing machine, and basically they're waiting for him to stabilize so his lungs, you know, being clear fluid coming out of his lungs and him being strong enough to undergo the operation. And so they're still in that holding pattern and hoping that it'll be very soon that he can have the operation. It'll take a while for him to get home, but I just know, I'm sure being a mom, you know, holding mm-hmm. your baby and not being able to, it just mm-hmm. breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. So their names are Anna, and the father's name is Dustin. That's my coworker. Mm-hmm. And okay. As I said, their son is Zane.
Okay. Debbie, wasn't one of the miracles attributed for Blessed Father Solanus Casey's beatification, I think it was it him or somebody else? It was the healing of a baby, some kind of a condition. I can't, at any rate.
Call it right now.
Yeah, at any rate, Carolyn, Blessed Solanus Casey, mm-hmm. he was a Franciscan priest. A lot of miracles actually have been attributed to him. So he's what first came to my mind here. Maybe pray for his intercession. It's S-O-L-A-N-U-S, Solanus Casey. He is blessed, so he's on his way to sainthood. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, this is what a heartbreaking situation for the family.
Absolutely. Carolyn, real quickly, are the mom and dad, are they Catholic? Are they Catholic?
I think the mom maybe, but I am not. Okay. Sure, I've never asked, but I know that right now, you know, she's healing from the birth, and she's kind of taking the day shift. He's taking the night shift, so mm-hmm. it's just real stressful, and they've got a 9-year-old son as right. well, Caleb, I'm sure it's stressful on the family, and it's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's heartbreaking. They know they'll get through it. It's that having that patience and... Mm-hmm. You know, but they do request prayers, so right. they are a prayerful couple.
Okay, good. Well, okay, so Jerry mentioned Blessed Solanus Casey. I don't know if you can get to a Catholic gift store and get some either a medal or prayer cards, but if you could get Blessed Solanus Casey, or if you could get and you can also get Padre Pio, have the cards blessed. If a worst case scenario, print them off the internet, you know, cut them into, you know, a nice pocket size, and get them blessed, and get them to, if you can get them to the hospital, if there's somehow they could get them near the baby. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. We'll be praying
going
for Zane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Around the world. Thanks, Carolyn. Let's see. We got time for hopefully a couple more.
Well, we have a lot of people like just stacking up really, really fast, but where do we go next? Because you got to pray. Don't forget, you got to pray.
Yeah, we'll save a minute or so for the prayer. Carol in Alpharetta, Georgia, I hope I said that right, listening on the Quest. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi, Carol.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like prayers for my husband, who is a deacon at St. Thomas Aquinas. He is undergoing surgery as we speak for his spine. Quite painful for mm-hmm. many months. And the surgery, today's surgery, is over 8 hours.
Oh.
Wow.
And what's the recovery going to be like, Carol? How long is the recovery?
He might be in recovery for a few months.
Oh. Okay, we will be praying for sure for you, for him, for the surgeons to do a phenomenal job, for a quick recovery, that he maintains his strength, his health, and everything. We will pray for it all, Carol.
Okay, his name is Deacon Steve.
Deacon Steve. All right, well, go to your parish's patron saint as well. I'm sure you're already doing that, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have we said together a novena to Our Lady of Knock. We had visited that shrine a few years ago. So, and I just happened to turn on your radio station and found out it was the day of prayer. And I said, yes, this is what I want. I want prayers. And God bless all the people that I've heard talk about their anxieties and their, you know, he's one of many that need prayers.
Yeah. Okay, Carol, we will definitely do that. We just got a note that Patty in Michigan is heading to Father Solanus Casey's tomb, Blessed Solanus Casey's tomb, to pray for everyone's intentions.
Oh, that's
beautiful. What a great gift that is. Thank you, Patty. Michael
and
Lynn, Massachusetts, praying for you. Yeah, thank you. Eddie and Alice and Michael and Bud and Patricia, even though your prayers will not be spoken on the air here, they will be included in our closing prayer along with everybody who is posting on social media and email and so forth. We wish we had all day to do this show, especially on today's National Day of Prayer. But let's close by storming heaven, asking God for his mercy and graces, and thanking him in advance for what he's going to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you especially on this day when our nation comes together in prayer. We pray that you would look upon each one of these intentions, the people who are in need, those who are praying for and supporting them. We trust in you, Jesus, your divine mercy. You are the divine physician. So we entrust all of these prayers to you, Father. There's a great deal of suffering in the world, but you are a God of mercy and gentleness and healing. So we thank you in advance, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're writing all of your intentions down in the book, so please be assured of our prayers. Thank you so much for the participation today. We're looking ahead to Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day this weekend, and so tomorrow's show is going to be, what do you wish you had known before having kids? Okay, that's going to be tomorrow's show. Very interesting show, and we look forward to it. Jerry?
Yeah, you learn a lot when you have kids, and so we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's program. Again, thanks to the show team, affiliates, for carrying the program. Until we talk to you tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed National Day of Prayer. St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.